producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Last week in Rolling Stone magazine, Donald Trump said the following about you, quote, "Look at that face. Would anyone vote for that? Can you imagine that? The face of our next president." Mr. Trump later said he was talking about your persona, not your appearance. Please feel free to respond what you think about his persona.
You know, it's interesting to me. Mr. Trump said that he heard Mr. Bush very clearly. And what Mr. Bush said. I think women all over this country heard very clearly what Mr. Trump said.
I think she's got a beautiful face, and I think she's a beautiful woman.
All right, so Donald Trump and Carly Fiorina, one of the big moments of the three-hour debate, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Yeah, people are still buzzing about the debate, and of course they are. 23 million people watched that sucker on CNN. Yep, they reeled us in for CNN. A huge moment. Are you kidding? They were tripping over themselves with glee. They haven't seen ratings like that, well, forever. You have to go back to 93, Larry King with a special that featured Al Gore and Ross Perot actually debating NAFTA. Remember NAFTA? And that averaged over 16 million viewers. So that Wednesday mashup of the Republicans was huge. Just a little bit lower than what Fox had, but right up there in the same ballpark. So how interesting is that? Then you had the baby debate, the kids table, and only 6 million people watched it. But hey, 6 million people did watch it. When you compare that to like nightly news ratings, the 20 million viewer range these days, that's NFL football numbers. Each week, if you looked at the ratings, you would see whatever game it is. You could name like the top three games. And they would be boom, boom, boom in a row. That would be the most watched thing. Then you start to go down to your CSIs and all of that, and you get into the maybe 8, 7 million viewers watching something. Like nightly news is like a blip on the radar screen. People are watching the morning news now. And we know that from third shifters. You're listening to us, what? Driving around. One eye open. Doing a term paper. Thinking about what you have to do tomorrow at work. Whatever it is, because you flip-flop the equation. We know there's over 50 million people, at least, who have kind of a third shift schedule. So 23 million eyes on that debate says something. I can't wait to see how, here's what I can't wait for. I want to see how that compares with what happens with the Democrats, because we'll see that on October 13th on CNN. I want to see what the Democratic debate, which will be a much different scenario than the Republican debate, and there's drama, but not the drama that Trump has created. Not any of that kind of stuff. So Fiorina was absolutely one of the things that was talked about, how she performed. And is she going to capitalize on what's been a real boom? Well, certainly. Think of all those eyes looking at that debate. She comes out of this no matter what. She comes out of this smelling like a rose. She does. Because is she going to get the nomination? No. I'd be stunned. I mean, in fact, I won't even go there. There's no reason to bet, hypothesize, or even think about it, because there is no way she gets the nomination. But could she be in line for something else, including, I mean, who knows? Would they really think about smacking her on, if she would take it, the VP card? Could she really be the VP? Well, of course she could. Let's go out to Grimm. Let's reach out to Mississippi and pull Grimm in. Hey, Grimm.
Hey, how you doing there, Kate?
Good. How about you?
Oh, hey, Denver won.
Wow, that is crazy. 1 minute to go. This is what I put something on Facebook saying for all of you listening. This is why when you go to a stadium to watch a game, you can't leave. Because now
no.
We saw that with the Cowboys. We saw this with the Broncos. If you're worried about getting home fast, then you shouldn't even be at the stadium. Forget it. If you have to be in some traffic, so what? Because you would have missed the best part of this game if you had left.
Nor should you walk out of the theater without watching all the credits. Because
those are the people
that really do the work. Not the stars. They're high school dropouts that couldn't do anything more but act. Well, most of them. But you know what I'm saying, Kate.
Right,
the real
right,
work
absolutely.
Is everybody that made the movie.
Well, plus sometimes they give credit to those people that funny little clips at the very end of the movie. If you ever watch any of the superhero Marvel things, they throw to Avengers sneak peek.
Uh-huh.
So you have to sit through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you may miss a prelude. You know, a prelude clip in a lot
exactly.
of
Exactly.
Exactly. You know, I mean, it's the same thing with anything. If you paid for something, get your money's worth.
Exactly.
But, you know, these debates now, it's about the same thing. I think Trump probably have Gary Busey for his VP.
Oh, that's so funny.
I had to throw that one in there when you were talking.
But I'm
got to thinking about, yeah, who would be his VP, you know.
Yeah, a Gary Busey reference. He's on, like, Dancing with the Stars now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
why not? You know, I mean, that's
yeah.
what it's all about.
Yeah, get the money. Capitalize however you have to. If you have to go to a mall and you have to do announcements, whatever it takes, get people to be out there paying you some money.
Sensationalism sells, and might as well.
Exactly.
Gary Busey's out there.
Exactly.
It is something. It's some kind of world we're in. But, I still have to say, because the rest of the debate, what are they doing? Why ain't they back there in D.C. getting rid of this man that's already sitting on the head of office and in 48 hours can destroy this whole country? And, you know, I mean, all he has to do is start a war in 48 hours. He can do that as much as the problem we're in. And then declare martial law because our military is so weak that, you know, hey, oh, boy. Of course, you've heard about Russia, haven't you?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. And then you see what's constantly happening with Putin. I mean, he's been in our face.
Yeah. And what's to say? Because remember that off the mic, just, you know, wait till next year, Obama, casual remark. What do you mean next, you know, next election or what? What's that about, you know? I mean, that's, oh, boy, that's scary.
I know.
There.
I know.
It's scary,
it is scary.
There. It's scary on the Iran front. And China doing what they're doing, but it seems like, you know, the reserve people have decided to hold off on, you know, bankrupting America today by not increasing the interest rate. So, but
craziness, isn't it? Crazy, crazy world. Every day when you call and we talk, it's something different, isn't it, Grim? It is. We just have no way. I said this. We have no way to predict. Sorry, we got to let you fly there. We have no way to predict what's going to happen. It's like ask again later. Take the magic eight ball. Go to Target. Get one of those magic eight balls. Hold it up and ask it any kind of question about the future. And you'll get hazy. Ask again later, etc. Brandon Lang talking football.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
At a rapid rate. We already know that right here in the United States. Kate Delaney, how are you doing, everybody? So I'm just going to throw this story at you. There was links all over the place to it. I think Drudge even threw it up. And this is something I knew, I guess, in the back of my head because I have a really good friend that lives in Los Angeles. But you know, they keep talking about the high-speed rail. China. Yeah, Chinese money, which is all over the place in the United States, in case you didn't know, is connecting Los Angeles to Vegas with a high-speed rail. Leave it to the Chinese to do what American ingenuity fails to do constantly. And yep, that's right. It's an agreement. They made this agreement. So, okay, yeah, we're willing to accept this. It's a Chinese railway group. It's led by a consortium. Consortium. Sounds like a dynasty. Remember the television show Dynasty? Sounds like a Dynasty reference. And anyway, Express West Enterprises is going to form a joint venture building that railway to link those two cities. It'll be the first Chinese-made bullet train project in the U.S. It starts next September. That's what the Communist Party's leading group said on financial and economic affairs. Well, thank you. This is 4 years of negotiating, $100 million. In capital, and who knows what the cost or the completion date is. Hey, so what happens if they can't, like China falls down and they can't complete it? Oh, well, we have your marker, so you're going to just have to finish it. Now, there was something similar. There was a $567 million, well, I shouldn't say similar, but there was a $567 million contract last October to supply trains for Boston's subway system. That was China's first rail deal. But this one's a whole different ballgame. This is like off the charts, unbelievable, get to Vegas in 2 seconds. I mean, we're talking bullet train. This is a huge, huge, let me say it again, huge undertaking. Because you're going to have new technology, you're going to have manufacturing, you're going to have construction jobs, obviously. A ton of jobs. And they say that this is a whole, this trade cooperation is a very big deal. And so now we're going to have a Chinese corporation come in and build this railway. I don't know. Is anyone else's radar blinking off, or is it just me? Am I being super hypersensitive about this, or is it just me? I'm thinking, golf courses, houses, prime real estate in Manhattan. What is next? Not that we can't bring dollars in from other countries to help us out or work on projects, but I'm saying maybe there's a line that we want to at some point cut, right? How about some American companies doing that? Where's the American companies stepping up with the technology and the know-how to be able to do this? You know what's interesting about China? We're going to go to the mailbag in a second. And this is a true story. I just had this conversation with an inventor who had a great product and said there's like no way that he would take it to China. And why? Because once you take your great thing to China, they will reward you handsomely for it. They will produce it. They will do all your specs exactly what you want, and then they'll steal the idea. Because no copyright, trademark, patent, none of that flies. It doesn't exist. It won't exist for your thing in China. So all these American companies that get things made cheaper in China, eventually it bites them in the rear end anyway, if it's depending on what the product is, because they'll just copy it. They just copy whatever it is they have. That's standard operating procedure. All right, that wasn't really on your radar. I thought it was an interesting nugget. I'm just saying, remember this day when I told you this. So we move from China and the high-speed rail, from Los Angeles to Vegas, to the mailbag.
The mail is here!
Ooh! Yes, the mail is here, and this one is from Sam I Am. Kate, I haven't spoken to you in such a long time. How about this debate, 23 million? What do you make of that? Do you think it's all Republicans who are anxious to find out what the candidates are talking about? No. I think there are a lot of Republicans who are watching it. I think there's a lot of people watching it in general. Hey, they're hearing the Trump stuff. They're hearing what's going on. And they want to see it. It's like must-see TV. I want to see it. I want to see what they're talking about. So in one way, it's good because if issues get out, somebody rises up. You know, think about that. If there was a virtuoso, if there was an incredible candidate, I mean, I'm saying someone where whatever words they say float like bubbles into the air, just that perfect person. And it's hard to get to that level. I mean, you're exceptional if you do. You can still be a good speaker, you can still be an incredible debater, but you just are good, you're solid, but you're not a virtuoso. You think about all those eyeballs watching you, the potential minds you could change, that's incredible power, especially for 3 hours. And they say the peak time was really 9 o'clock Eastern. 9 o'clock Eastern, 24.7 was the average viewer then. And it only dumped down to 20 million when the debate was wrapping up. So pretty much all the way through, you had very, very big numbers watching the debate. All right, we move on to another one. This from Claire, who says, Kate, I got to give it to Carly Fiorina. I kind of wrote her off. Then I found out more about her. I found out that she lost her daughter to drugs, and she was adamant about how she felt about drugs. I thought that was good and gave her personal reason. Also, she could go toe-to-toe with Donald Trump and wasn't worried about the whole Hewlett-Packard nonsense. If she were a guy and she were running one of the companies that Trump knew of, all those guys are cronies and good old boys. They just get placed on other boards. You and I both know it. So I thought it was typical Trump to go after her on her record. I don't think it hurt her, though. I mean, he's still coming out on that, but I don't think it crippled her by what he said. I mean, if anything, she handled it pretty decent. I mean, she could have maybe done a few things better on that, but not much more. I mean, I say thumbs up. She had a good performance, absolutely. But here's the question, and this is what Huntley asked. Kate, do you think we are closer to knowing who's the likely nominee as a result of the second debate? And I would say, I don't think we do. I don't think we know at all. That's why I keep making those jokes about grab an eight ball, shake it, and see what it comes up. There isn't any definite. I mean, there's definite as to who's not really on the radar at all. But Jeb Bush was the presumptive nominee, I think, heading into this presumptive. But that's not the case at all now. I mean, who among the growing establishment, the GOP, who really jumps out? Trump is giving them agita. Yeah, he's causing serious heartburn problems trying to figure out, what do we do? I mean, listen, he had a strong debate again. But these hopefuls have to get enough votes, and the hopefuls aren't getting enough votes. I mean, do debates become game changers? Was there a clear winner? I read today it was Carly Fiorina. Can she translate that into some sort of action? Probably not. Not enough to get by Trump, that's for sure. And all the people on the stage say that it's going to get rougher for Trump. He's not political, but that's what everybody seems to like. And, you know, Republicans haven't nominated, just so you know this factoid, Republicans haven't nominated a non-politician since Dwight D. Eisenhower. Ronald Reagan was the last pure conservative to beat an establishment person. That's why they always bring up Reagan, and the debate was held in Reagan's library. And he wasn't a long shot for the nomination, though, in 1980. So we haven't had a non-political since Eisenhower. Will we really have a non-political person as the nominee for the Republicans? I don't know. It's a big ask, I can tell you that. I mean, Jeb Bush has a super PAC that is lined with cashola. And they're spending on TV ads in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. There's your biggie. About $25 million between now and the end of the year, and it'll probably get even bigger. So is it going to be Jeb Bush, or are you going to start believing in the commercials you're watching? Stay with us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Rick Ossick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Tonight. Hey, coming up, as I promised, Brandon Lang will join us, and I'll tell you what, he takes a look at the rest of the week in the NFL, because here we are into week two. Do you believe it? It's a good time to remind all of you, Frodo included, that if you want to win a prize and be really cool on your block, make sure that you compete in our Nail the Score deal that we do. It's Tuesday into Wednesday show, depending on your time zone. But nevertheless, it's the second hour, last segment of that show, where the game is chosen usually by our fabulous computer. This week it was broken, so I had slips of paper. I know some of you were doubting me. Slips of paper, but seriously, I did. And it was in my Eagles hat, so maybe that's the reason why. The game that was chosen was the Eagles and the Cowboys, and who knows what it'll be next week. But the fun, cool thing of this is, look, it's like lottery numbers. I say that all the time, so I'm sounding as though I'm telling you the same thing over and over again. But you're just coming up with numbers. Hey, I think Philly wins. It's 24-7. I don't care what you say, because you could be right. With the crazy lopsided scores, it doesn't matter. There is no right or wrong. But if you nail the score, then it's very right, my friends, because you're the winner. Yay! And you win really cool prizes. I mean, really, some really good prizes. So, do yourself a favor. Make sure that you check in with us. Nail the score. And coming up, we'll talk with Brandon Lang. He was, they did a movie about him, if you haven't heard that, called Two for the Money. Al Pacino's in it, but Matthew McConaughey plays Brandon Lang, which is his, like, claim to fame. But how many people can say, you know, hey, they did a movie about my life, and Matthew McConaughey starred as me. Al Pacino was in it. Rene Russo was in it. And then a cast of other people were in this movie, too. Pretty good. I don't think very many of us can challenge him, you know, in that department. I don't think so. So this is a segment I like to call Odds and Ends, and I call it Odds and Ends because we could go down a political road. I could tell you the latest polls, but we already know that. We know what's happening with Hillary, still no debates, and when is the next debate coming up? It's supposed to be October 13th. What in the world is going on there? We're on the heels of a big debate for the Republicans because it was the second time out, another over 21 million people watching it, significant for CNN, and significant for the nation because somebody's watching it. Someone's watching the debate. And I don't think, I mean, those are big, chunky numbers. I don't think it's all Republicans. I think it's more than Republicans. So in the mix of all of that, there are some things you might have missed. Some things you might have missed, like this, important stuff. I saw a link to this and somebody sent it to me. A study about birds and why they fall in love. Who's paying for this study? That's what I want to know. They say birds fall in love and they reproduce more when they do. How do they know they fall in love? What study can for sure tell us? What scientist, what person can tell us that that's for real? So who did the study? The study was done, I'm not making this up, was done by Nature World Report. I mean, I could say the Kate Delaney Media Group did a study on birds falling in love. We analyzed the behavior of whatever, 500 birds. But Nature, I'm not making fun of you, Nature World Report. I'm just saying, I think it's, how do you prove it? Nature World Report, this team of researchers from the Max Planck Institute, okay, pretty big deal, ornithology in Germany, found that birds that ended up choosing their own mates had 37% more offspring than those that were paired up. So they used 160 zebra finches for the study. They allowed 20 females to choose among the 20 males, like a Sadie Hawkins dance for birds. After the birds paired off, half were left alone, while the other half were broken up and paired with other broken up birds. Oh, seems so cruel. They found that the birds paired up on their own had higher reproduction rates than the ones paired by the researchers. I'm sorry, I can't help but laugh. It also revealed that the birds who chose their own mates had a better chick mortality rate. The percentage of eggs that contained a dead embryo was equal between chosen and assigned pairs. In contrast, the percentage of nestlings that died before reaching independence was twice as high if chicks were raised by assigned pairs. So go and figure. If a chick hatched in a nest, it only had a 50% chance of surviving. Go figure. And what do we learn by that? I don't know. It's just a really cool thing. I guess that's what I'm thinking. It's a cool thing. That's the deal. The Pope. The Pope is coming. The Pope is coming. You realize that, right? Last couple of days ago, actually, we had somebody on talking about Pope memorabilia. He had an olive wood cross that he got blessed off by the Vatican. The Pope first comes to Washington, then goes to New York, and then goes to, I think that's the order, goes to New York and then Philadelphia. I actually know a few people that are going to it. They got tickets. Oh, I don't know. I mean, maybe in a way it's cool, but maybe in another way, oh, how many people are going to be I don't know how many people are going to be in front of you jumping up and down. Is it going to be like a concert where you can't see anything in front of you? So there's going to be live streaming. There's no itinerary. There's none of that kind of stuff. And the he starts his visit. I mean, he starts his visit next week. So on September 22nd, it's Washington, New York City, and Philly. And there are people that want to catch a glimpse of this Pope. They want to see, you know, they want to get a look at him. He's going to be at Andrews. He's going to be at the White House for a couple of hours. He's got all kinds of church visits he's doing. He's going to do Mass in Spanish for 25,000 people at the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. It's going to be, by the way, the first ever canonization Mass on U.S. soil, which is pretty amazing. Then he's going to do the Thursday deal is a big deal. He's going to do a joint session where it's going to be broadcast live on the Capitol's West Front. And it's one of four he's going to do in English. The remaining 14 speeches on his trip are going to be in Spanish. So how about that? Spanish speakers get it right away. I mean, he's going to be talking in Spanish. He's going to speak in Spanish. And he's the Pope's Popemobile is a Jeep Wrangler for the visit, by the way. So they've got a souped-up Wrangler. Then when he goes to New York, he's doing the St. Patrick's Day. He's doing the St. Patrick's Cathedral thing. He's visiting a couple of different places, the 9/11 Memorial. He's going to be there. There's a Pope mural he'll go by in New York City that looks actually pretty cool. I saw a shot of it. He's going to address the General Assembly and go to a school in Harlem, a Mass in Madison Square Garden, which will be pretty big. They did an altar for that, built an altar for that. Then he goes from New York to Philadelphia and then does the assorted thing in Philadelphia. He is doing a Independence Mall thing, which is where, you know, it's the birth of liberty in our country. He's doing that. He's going to the Liberty Bell, Independence Hall, where the Declaration of Independence was signed, all that whole thing. He's going to have a festival of families on the Parkway, a prayer vigil. Singer Aretha Franklin is going to perform for the Pope. Andre Bocelli is going to perform too as well, so that's a pretty big deal. There's going to be, can you imagine? Mark Wahlberg is also hosting this event, is going to be part of it. The comedian Jim Gaffigan is going to be involved in this. If you see some of his stuff, I guess he'll clean it up a little bit for the Pope. I don't know. And then he's got a bunch of stuff he's doing on Sunday as well. And Sunday night he leaves for Rome. So how about that? That's going to be big. That's what you're going to be hearing about the Pope's visit throughout next week. I'm certain if you flip on the tube at any moment, you will hear something, I guarantee it, about what is happening with the Pope, where he's going to be, and what he's doing, what's happening, you know, next. So, and hopefully, knock on wood, all goes well, because there is some concern about his security, because he likes to jump out. He likes to jump out and he likes to shake hands and talk to the people, and you gotta love it. You gotta respect him for that, but it's scary for the Secret Service thinking about dealing with it, right? Alright, as promised, the man who can brag that Matthew McConaughey played him in a movie about him, Brandon Lang, next.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Another week already in the NFL and college football. It has snuck up and bit us. Is this good times or what? And I'll tell you what, good time Brandon is with us, and he is on a roll, my friends. Brandon Lang, how's it been going for you so far this season?
Well, we're trying to extend the first hour of the movie every week. So it's, you know, the hooker just left, so we're good. Everything's good. It's you know, perfect 5-0 in college this year. Another best bet winner Saturday with Ohio plus 3 at home. They beat Marshall 21-10. Made my only mistake in this run Sunday. I had the Titans, went to bed, woke up, and used Detroit, which was up 21-3. Came back Monday night with the Falcons. So we're on an 8-1 run in the NFL, 5-0 in college, 13-1 my last 14 football picks. So we're ready to get back after it. So things are going exactly the way I could have hoped so far this football season.
Yeah, no kidding. Good time to say, go to BrandonLang.com, obviously. He knows something, and we knew that before. So this week in the NFL, Broncos and Chiefs, is this a tough game to look at? Is this one you even touch?
Well, something's got to end, because you have some of the most incredible statistics supporting Denver and Peyton Manning here. And just take a load of some of these numbers. So Denver's 8-0 against the spread in their first of back-to-back away games. Not only that, they're 12-0 straight up and 11-1 against the spread in their last 12 divisional road games. And since he joined the Denver Broncos, Peyton Manning's had 19 divisional game. He's 18-1 straight up, with the only loss being to San Diego at home. So
Wow. All
that being said, he's a 3-point underdog with a banged up offensive line. I didn't touch the side. I just know that 8 of the last 9 meetings between these two have gone under the posted total, and that's all I'm going to say. And in my best Forrest Gump impersonation, that's all I'm going to say about that.
I like that. That's all I'm going to say about that. Okay, so that's the Thursday night game. And then, you know what, I'll tell you, I'm going to jump around, but would you touch, especially after seeing that Cowboy-Giant finish, wow. Now you look at the Cowboys and Eagles, and I had so many people, and that was our Nail the Score game, that wanted me to ask you about that. What would you do in this game? Would you even go there?
I think there's some value with Philadelphia, only because I don't know how Dallas is going to fare in this one without Dez Bryant. He's such a critical part of their offense for a couple of reasons. One, and if people understand the NFL and the landscape of how defenses attack offenses, there are certain players that you have to allot a side of the field for. And Dez Bryant may be out, but you kind of have to shade two players to his area, and it opens up things for everybody else. Well, guess what? Now Philly can attack this Dallas offense not having to worry about double-teaming anybody. And so now, without a key offensive weapon like Dez Bryant, what that does to Dallas's offense, I believe Philly's the right side of this game. But I said when I used Atlanta plus the points on Monday night, I did a couple radio shows on Monday, and I said, and I especially like Philadelphia over Dallas if Philadelphia loses this game on Monday night to Atlanta, which they did. So I think Philly's in a good spot here. You have some numbers supporting Tony Romo and the Cowboys, but I just think without Dez Bryant, too big a hill to climb.
Yeah, there you go. So without Dez, what a big factor. Absolutely. The Bills were interesting last week, but this week they're hosting the Patriots.
Well, one thing you can count on Sexy Rexy is he's kind of owned the hoodie. Going back with the Jets, Rex had covered 4 straight against New England and 5 of the last 6. Now he's in Buffalo with a better defense, just beat Andrew Luck, and here's another number for you. I don't know what it is about the Pittsburgh Steelers that bring out the worst in the Patriots the very next week. Maybe it's all that energy that New England puts into cheating against Pittsburgh, the headsets, the stealing the plays, the this, that, and that karma is a bitch comes right back to bite New England in the butt the next week, because in their last 7 games following playing Pittsburgh, the New England Patriots are 0-7 against the spread. So there's your little nugget on that one.
Wow, 0-7 against the spread?
Last 7 games after facing Pittsburgh.
Woo! All right, so that is a great, great nugget. What's your favorite game on the board right now?
Seattle.
Ooh.
Seattle. Russell Wilson's been an underdog 11 times in his NFL career. He's 10-1 against the spread. You know, Seattle, you're always laying points on the road, and people are making such a big deal out of Seattle's loss to St. Louis last week. But let's not kid ourselves here. Both games against St. Louis last year went to overtime. Jeff Fisher and that defensive line of St. Louis just kind of has Seattle's number. You saw it last year in 2 games that went to OT. Last Sunday's games went to OT, and it's hard to look away. Anytime you can get Seattle plus points, you almost have to take them, and you're getting a great value number of plus 3.5. And by the way, NFL home teams on Sunday night are currently on a 1-6 straight up and against the spread run, and Dallas probably should have lost, which would have made it 0-7 straight up against the spread. So pretty darn good value with Seattle plus the points. There's a couple other games I like earlier in the day I'm still solidifying, but right now, great value with Seattle plus 3.5.
Yeah, you know, you talk about early games and solidifying them. The Redskins, boy, the Redskins and the Rams. I mean, we saw what happened with the Rams last week, and, you know, who knows. If I knew nothing and I was just sort of looking at this, I would be, although it's a small line, I don't know, I might be inclined to look the way of the Rams.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you ask yourself off that epic win, now all of a sudden you're making them a road favorite.
Yeah.
You know, it's a St. Louis squad that flies into FedEx Field following that last week upset. 1-12 straight up, 3-8 against the spread in their last 13 road openers. So their last 13 road openers, Rams 1-12 straight up. Don't know if I would trust them laying points here.
1-12. Oh my gosh, tough to go about against history there. The you know, you saw the debut of Jameis Winston, essentially. What a nightmare for the Buccaneers. And now you've got the Saints, and I can't figure out the Saints to save my life, but they're hosting the Buccaneers. I don't know, if you were, it's a big number, though. When you get to a number where you're talking about, like, 11, you're talking about a touchdown plus, is that where you have to really do your homework, don't you?
Well, I said in your show last week, when you asked me about Tennessee and Tampa, I said,
yeah,
I'll take Dick LeBeau and his 479 years of experience in the NFL. And I noted Ken Wisenhunt went 14-1 with a rookie quarterback, Big Ben, when he was offensive coordinator of Pittsburgh. And so you got those two things meeting. I was just pissed that I switched off Tennessee and then watched that game, and it was exactly what I thought it would be. So in this case here, as you break it down, one thing you need to know, in their last 27 straight-up victories in the Superdome, now, just take a deep breath here. In their last 27 straight-up victories in the Superdome, the New Orleans Saints are 25-2 against the spread.
25-2
against the spread. So if
wow,
they win, they've covered 25 of the last 27. I can't see them losing this game outright. I believe New Orleans is the right side of the game.
Wow, New Orleans. Does when you look at lines and when you look at games and you have all these great nuggets of information and you look at history and whatnot, do you think if you go back into the magic time machine that we really have parity in the NFL, or is it just an illusion?
To a certain degree, there's parity. There's parity, but there's just certain teams that don't match up with other teams year in and year out, and that's why I messed around with the total tonight, because with those trends supporting Peyton Manning and everything he's done in his division, something's got to give tonight. He's owned Kansas City 6-0, never lost to him since he was in Denver. He's lost one division game to Phillip Rivers in San Diego. He's 18-1. So again, most certainly you would think, well, Denver's going to win this game tonight. So I'm going to sit back and watch and see. But most certainly, I can give you nuggets all day long. The discipline for me is to know when to roll with those and when to say, you know what, it's got to end. So it'll be interesting tonight. And that's the biggest issue for a handicapper. Trends are great, and I can give you a trend pretty much for any game you want to look at. I can find a nugget. You just got to know when it's going to continue and it's not going to continue.
Yeah, well said. Go to BrandonLang.com. Brandon, thanks as always.
Okay. Nobody better.
Thanks, man.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you